The UN's efforts in the Sahel will not be productive unless the countries of the region commit to some standards of governance. That was one of the first key messages to the Security Council by Hirut Gebrselassie, who's been leading the UN's efforts since May to restore stability to the region. The focus has been on five countries: Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger. Ms. Selassie said she has been engaging with key stakeholders in these countries to gain an understanding of their perspectives and identify the challenges.
I have been engaging with major partners working on the Sahel to emphasize the importance of coordination and coherence. Building on these consultations and following up on the visit of the Secretary General to the Sahel last year, I convened a meeting of major partners in November, which resulted in the establishment of an international contact group on the Sahel.
The special envoy also pointed out that the connections between terrorist and criminal networks in Libya, Mali, and northern Nigeria are becoming clearer. She said these networks provide the markets for the exchange of weapons, fighters, and other forms of illicit trade, including drug trafficking.
It is estimated that close to 20,000 firearms from Libya have crossed into the Sahel, and the greater part of the 18 ton of cocaine worth $1.25 billion dumped in West Africa transit through the Sahel region. It is worth noting that the profit from this illicit trafficking by far exceed the security budgets of most countries in the region.
Ms. Selassie said the situation in Libya, where terrorists of the self-described Islamic State have allegedly set up training camps, is particularly worrisome. If not quickly brought under control, many states in the region could be destabilized in the near future, she warned. The representative of the United States mission to the UN, David Pressman, said Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and other terrorist groups are on their list of top threats. He shared his country's other most pressing concerns.
Enduringly weak institutions and flagging governance reforms, as we witnessed recently in Burkina Faso. Cyclical environmental shocks that have contributed to a situation where 20 million people experience food insecurity. Refugees and internally displaced persons who need basic assistance in Mali. Vast and sometimes ungoverned spaces, fragile economies, and poverty.
The UN estimates that spiraling insecurity and conflicts have displaced 3.3 million people in the Sahel region, a twofold increase from 1.6 million in January. Meanwhile, humanitarian interventions in the Sahel remain unfunded. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.